This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fuck around and drink some pina coladas.
Are we drink? Yeah. I don't want to drink pina coladas through this.
Why not? They're delicious. They're the universally liked beverage.
I do not like pina coladas.
They're pretty good.
Let's save it for the pod.
I'm sorry.
This is the pod.
Oh, are we recording?
We're always recording.
I love pina coladas.
They taste great.
In the right context.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, it's not going to be like 48 degrees out.
Yeah.
How do you feel about pina coladas while you're caught in the rain?
Ooh. See, that's a, I, no.
Yeah.
No.
It has to be hot out.
Never a situation where that would happen.
Yeah.
And yet, here we are.
I mean, not a cloud in the sky when I'm drinking a pina colada.
Yeah. It's got to be sunny out, and there has to be water that I could get into, but I'm not in at the moment.
Oh, yeah, a body of water.
A body of water.
Not
it could be a
water.
Pool, though. It could be a swimming pool.
Sure, or a hot tub.
You're not going to be in, like, Dubuque, Iowa, drinking a pina colada.
I'm not going to be in Dubuque, Iowa.
Well, actually, that might be kind of fun for, like, an ironic thing.
Maybe.
You know, I went to Dubuque, Iowa, and all I got was this pina colada.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
A long way to go for irony.
About 2,000 miles.
Yeah. Maybe I went to Des Moines.
All I got
was this pina colada, but Dubuque, that's like a flight and a bus ride.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, is this anything? Bring in Des Moines, bring in Defunk?
Yes. It is something. I don't know what it is yet.
I don't know. I'll figure it out. By the end of this episode, I will figure out what the fuck that is.
You got it.
It's time for Punch the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Hey.
Punch the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Hi!
Hi!
Welcome back!
That was such a... I feel like I was not giving enough energy. Welcome back to Punch Up the Jam.
My name's Miel.
I'm Demi.
And we're Punch Up the Jam.
Yeah, we're Punch Up the Jam.
Or, you know, two people. We're also just friends.
Yeah.
It's fine.
We have not figured this out. This is, what, the 17th episode we've done?
I don't know. 17th to 400. I'm not good with numbers.
Sure. We delete a lot of episodes.
We're on, like, episode 75 of AFE, and I still don't know how to intro that thing.
It's hard to intro a podcast.
Every time I mess up.
I'm so excited you just jumped right in. I love hearing people in the top.
Yes.
I feel like we should introduce you now, should
sure.
we?
We gotta.
Maybe there's just a disembodied voice here. We don't even know who it is.
Dog's off the leash.
Yeah, that's not just everybody knows who that is.
Yeah.
Powerful Jewish man, they can hear it.
Oh no! You know him from his writing on the shows. You know him from his stand-ups.
Incoming! I feel like I left you out to flounder. It's like, all right, you tell him what he's known for.
Well, you also know him from his wildly successful, also HeadGum podcast, All Fantasy Everything.
That is correct.
It's hard to yell with a barrel in your mouth.
Is that a thing?
That's from
Bring 'Em Out
song.
The lyrics.
Oh God, wait. Is that another voice?
It sure is.
Oh,
we have two guests.
Oh my God.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
You say this one.
You know him from this very podcast. You know him from his very own podcast. You know him from comedy. You know him as Sean S. Jordan.
This is such a treat to have you both on.
I was just, I knew there's whiskey here.
And, yeah. There is whiskey here, that's correct.
You know, I was feeling it.
Sean and I were having ourselves a little afternoon.
Billions.
Billions. We watched an episode of Billions. Sean got a haircut.
Got my ears lowered.
Do you guys like Billions?
We
love it.
We love it.
We hopped
I was like, I don't know if you just started it or...
We're 1.5 seasons in, so, and there's only 2 seasons.
Started a week ago?
I thought it was a movie.
No.
Wish
no,
it was
no,
a
no.
movie.
Oh,
yes.
That you're sounded
of,
mean, but
you're
like
thinking of Fried Green Tomatoes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
With the young Batman Robin guy.
Yeah.
What was his name? Christopher
O'Donnell.
Oh, Christopher O'Donnell. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that his name?
It is.
If you're mad at him, it's Christopher O'Donnell. Otherwise, it's Chris O'Donnell.
To his friends, calling. It's Donnie O.
Always end up talking about movies at the top of this podcast, even though this is not about movies.
Is this not a movie podcast?
Is it?
I mean, what is a movie but a song that goes too long and has video for it?
Yes.
Poetic, you know?
A song for your eyes. Have I said that before?
We might have said I get deja vu every time we do this.
That's perfect.
Just a quick asterisk about Billions. It is, we love it. It's not like prestige television.
You got to be ready for what you're doing. You have to be ready
it's
to take
Giamatti.
The ride.
It's true. Giamatti's great in it. It's like, it's the best thing you can get at Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Which I personally like.
Do the nose breathe thing that's on there a lot.
The main character, the guy, Bobby Axelrod, who's like the
Bobby
one of the
main fucking
characters.
Axelrod.
Bobby
dude.
Axelrod, played by Damian Lewis. Every time he talks, he breathes out of his nose afterwards. He's like, make sure you get the trade done. I want to send him a message, a shot across the bow.
It frustrates me so much that the main character's name is not just Bobby Billions.
I know! I refer to several characters as Billions.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's Billions, and then that's Billions. Like, it goes back and forth.
It's really, metaphor heavy.
I'm really glad you clarified. Because I was like, oh no, what is Billions, like, credible television or just a guilty pleasure?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our friend Ben Kahn is obsessed with Billions and bought Showtime while we were still living together just so he could watch it.
Oh, I thought every time he said that he was talking about just having a lot of money.
No.
My bad.
Billions.
Because he is very into money also.
The man loves those little green things.
He loves them. Well, actually, that's a great segue because you know who made a lot of money? Rupert Holmes.
Yeah.
Perfect segue.
Okay. I am, first of all, can we talk about the guy that wrote the Pina Colada songs? First name is Rupert.
Rupert.
Yeah.
Rupert Holmes. He sounds like a reject detective from like 1700s England.
Or
like,
oh God, Rupert's here again.
Right.
No case is getting solved today.
No.
You have to be wearing corduroy something if your name is Rupert, right?
Yeah. Something weird, though.
Yeah.
My childhood teddy bear was named Rupert.
Rupert.
That makes sense.
Does it?
Yeah, I feel like that's a good name for a teddy bear.
Stewie Griffin's teddy bear's name is Rupert.
Really?
Yeah. And you were first.
Him. That was a deep cut. That was a deep cut.
I feel like I referenced.
Actually a very shallow cut.
That's like a paper cut, I think.
It's probably on the top of the Family Guy Wikipedia.
Before we get into the song, I want to say off the top, I feel like this is a very expected choice. It's very obvious from us. We've gotten requested to do this like at least 3 times. I really appreciate those emails, so keep sending them. punchupthejam@gmail.com.
Yes, via email, by the way, because tweets, they go away.
They're too fast.
Please send them through email.
And I want to just say off the top, what the song's about is not a surprise.
Mm-mm.
About a man cheating on his wife, but they try to cheat on each other. Okay? We all know it.
How
That's
charming.
Not what we're going to discuss, really.
There is
a lot in this tune to break down, and I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I need that.
She hit her phone onto the ground like a cat swiping away a glass on a table.
Okay, my notes. Oh, my God. Do you know what year this song came out? This is much older than I thought
it was.
Hold on.
1972 is my guess.
Whoa, 1983.
Sean?
86.
Ooh, 79.
Whoa.
I thought I was going crazy with 70.
But you know what? It's kind of a tricky thing because originally he just named it Escape.
Yes.
In 1979.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't do that great. It got up there. But then he renamed it as the Escape, parentheses, the Pina Colada song. So it continued on the Billboard into 1980. It got bumped off for a second and then back to number one. So this is now, I think, the only single pop song, anyway, to get number one pop charts in 2 decades.
Oh.
That can't be true anymore, though, right? There's got to be so many.
Right around, like, 99, 2000 era, like when the Backstreet Boys were cranking out hits, probably.
I don't believe what
could be. But for, like, a singular song? Yeah, for a singular song, that seems impossible.
Yeah, right?
Unless it happens, like,
a resurgence.
December and then immediately.
Yeah, I guess.
Come on, we don't ever, like, make songs popular again.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Wayne's World or like.
Yeah, something. I don't know.
Unless it's not something. Like it's Avatar when we throw it back into theaters and everyone's like, yeah, we got to go see it again.
Finally, Avatar's back.
Yeah.
Wait, did that happen?
Oh, yeah.
People went and saw it again after its first release?
Yes, that's how they made like $3 billion.
The second dip.
Who did that?
James Cameron.
No, who went and saw it the second time?
No, I know. James Cameron. He bought out the theaters and was like, it's good. I did a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, a little bit about Rupert Holmes that I found so fascinating.
Rupert.
I just assumed he was like a 1.5 hit wonder. The dude pivoted to playwriting and has like been nominated
Rupert,
for
that's his true
yeah, that makes
four
sense.
Tonys.
What?
And actually won one for the book on the mystery of Edwin Drood.
What the fuck is that?
It's like a fan fiction continued from an unfinished Charles Dickens novel, I think.
What?
Yeah. And he won. He won a Tony.
Is he British?
He was born in England, but he moved to the United States at a young age, I think.
Okay. You're not even looking at your notes.
Oh, I'm not. I read so much about Rupert Holmes.
Your face just now is like your eyes rolled back into your head and then had to scroll through like a bunch of folders to find the information.
There's black blood coming out of her ears.
I know. It's how I feel all the time.
It is just a very English thing for a man named Rupert to win 4 Tonys for writing a book about a person named Edwin based on a Charles Dickens story.
He only won one, to be fair. He was just nominated 4 times. But he's also written songs performed by Barbara Streisand and Britney Spears.
Did he write Memories? Did he write Toxic?
Can you imagine? From the taste of your lips, I'm on the rise. Anyways, that's for me, Rupert.
I love when the production reverses and that where it's like, nah, 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 nah. You know, that part of it?
I would never try to punch that up. It's so good.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's great.
Those little violins.
Yeah.
Now we're just talking about a different song.
Okay. I think that's probably... I'll tell you one more fact before we just get right into it. Rupert Holmes said he doesn't like pina coladas. He doesn't like them at all. In fact, he said that they taste like, and I will say this wrong, calpectate?
Kaopectate. Yeah.
Thank you. Hmm.
Get a bottle of Kaopectate.
There you go.
Take me a bath.
It's an anti-diarrhea medicine.
Right? What is that? That's from Don't Push. Right? Isn't that? Get a bottle of Kaopectate.
Yeah. And the food message?
Just ain't no good. The message, And the food just ain't no good.
Don't push me, because I'm close to
the... Wait, name drop Kaopectate in that?
It's like a 15-minute song, so there's room for everything.
He just lists a bunch of things that suck.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
It's amazing. So he doesn't like pina coladas, which would actually hint towards his playwright future. He really has the ability to get inside the head of a character.
He was playing someone else.
Yeah.
No, this is not based on a true story.
But I didn't love
I would hope
pina
not.
Coladas, but he might.
He's just pacing around a room just like... Get into the mind of a man who loves pina coladas.
Damn it, Linda, not now.
He loves pina coladas, but he hates his wife.
Well, is he British question earlier. The chorus originally stated, if you like Humphrey Bogart.
What?
No, you're lying.
See, that's a lesson.
I fact checked it.
That's a lesson to anybody. Your first draft is going to suck.
It doesn't even sing well.
If you like Humphrey Bogart.
If you like Humphrey Bogart. How did he even... Humphrey Bogart.
I don't know. Maybe it was like Humphrey Bogart. I don't know.
Humphrey Bogart. I don't...
See, these are all... We're getting there, but...
Man, I don't know how I feel about Humphrey Bogart. I guess he's okay.
Yeah, that's also like a... Well, we'll get into this later, but a weird thing to be like, if you like Humphrey Bogart, for sure we should fuck.
Yeah. It's a little bit like Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah.
Decades later. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? That song would have had much more context.
What about pina coladas?
Better.
Okay, the last thing I'll say before we jump into this is that before it became a hit, pina coladas weren't served very many places in the United States.
Really?
Well, now you can get them anywhere.
So this man is to blame.
I mean, who's to say? You can't really prove definitively if it was this. I think it was, though.
Where would you get it before? Just tiki bars, I guess, right?
Probably, yeah.
Places where you felt like you should get it.
Yeah.
Now you can just go into fucking Smo's and get a pina colada.
The hell is Smo's?
What is Smo's?
Just like, I'm just thinking
that's
like
a hypothetical bar.
Yeah. Smo's.
Smo's. You were like, let me think of a bar. Smo's.
Well, it's a real bar that used to be in my home state.
It sounds
like
Dakota.
Yeah, it sounds like somewhere that you could go.
It sounded like you were going to say Moe's, and then you're like, I don't want to get sued by The Simpsons. Yeah. Smo's.
Already going to get sued by Family Guy over here.
That's true.
Oh, see, I would have gone O'Malley's. There you go.
Well, that's the difference between you and me.
And Rupert Holmes, apparently. Mm-hmm.
The clam. That's what it's called on Family Guy, right?
Family Guy.
The clam.
Again. Should we get into it?
The clam.
We gotta get into it.
Unless you have anything you want to add.
I thought I did, and then it just fell out of my head, so it's probably not that important.
Maybe you drank too many pina coladas.
There it is. There's the question. It's a dumb one. What does pina colada translate to?
Pineapple.
Yes.
Colada.
Great.
I don't know what colada means.
If I had to guess, I'd say colada means blended.
Sure. I'm just gonna Google it as I should have done before.
I wish it was mid episode so we could take an ad break while you do this.
It should be. Oh, Google says pina colada. Well, that translates to pina colada.
It does say that.
Yeah. Okay.
Go to hell, Google.
Wikipedia says strained pineapple.
Okay.
Strange.
Strained.
Oh, strange.
A strange.
Oh, like a
excuse
colander.
Me, sir, would you like a strange pineapple tonight?
No, I would not.
If you like strange pineapples.
Right, because traditionally they were served as like a hollowed out pineapple, right?
Yeah.
I've never seen one like that in the wild, but
no.
I've heard.
I feel like I've seen them that way before, but now I'm even trying to remember, like, what is in a pina colada? It's like coconut,
it's pineapple,
rum, rum and ice.
Rum's the business part.
Pineapple drink, coconut, pineapple juice, coconut milk.
Yeah.
I bet you there's different ways. Like
rum,
some
ice.
People throw a fucking banana in there, just sticking
what?
Out.
That's a
like...
smoothie. That's a boozy smoothie.
That's a banana colada.
It's one part white rum, one part coconut milk, three parts pineapple juice.
God, you're making that sound very good right now.
It is good.
We should have made pina colada.
We
fucked
should be
up.
Getting drunk this whole episode.
Yeah. I will be.
Oh yeah, Sean does have whiskey.
Yeah, Sean does have a whiskey rice. LaCroix, also known as a LaCroix Cognac.
A gentleman's Saturday afternoon.
A LaCroix Kenyatta?
I did say Kenyatta. The Canadian Croix.
From the
Kenyatta
city of La Kenyatta, yep. Let's get into this shit. I'm ready.
Let's do it.
My body's ready. Yeah. Oh, it feels good. It feels so good.
Mm. We're just pulling out a porn. We're pulling out a porn. Uh-huh.
Truly, like I'm on a beach.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, the drums there sound so good.
They it gets really you do. In a great mood. You hear that. You just get, I just got, I didn't think I could get happier today. And here I am.
I feel like I'm wearing a white blazer and I just walked into a room where a party was already happening.
Just did a bunch of blow. You feel like the perfect amount. You're like, look at me. I just did a ton of cocaine.
My hair's fucked up, but the way that I'm okay with.
I'm on like a boardwalk Margaritaville.
Ooh.
And it's like 4 p.m., but everyone is still there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I feel like I'm at like a beachside resort, but not one that feels like exploitive of the local communities.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Where I don't feel like guilty about it.
Yeah, one of the good ones.
Mm-hmm. And they're not mad at you. They're like, hey, welcome, you know?
If this song is playing, it's like exploitative of the locals.
It is.
Yeah.
In my version, it's not. But in this version, I think you're right.
Yeah.
You're definitely, no one's tipping.
Yeah.
I'm
you saw a
enough.
Lot of pregnant dogs on the way there and none at the resort. It's one of those places.
Yeah.
I hate how accurate that is.
Yeah.
Well, other than the pregnant dog thing, it makes me feel really good. At the top.
It's happy hour at Senior Frogs.
I read that they had double drummers on this.
Two?
Yeah. Seems to get the sounds they wanted.
Unnecessary.
It sounds like one lazy drummer is what it sounds like.
It sounds like one very chilled out drummer, yeah.
It's not like a speed metal song or anything. Like there's not. That seems like a pretty...
It's pretty mellow, but I think it's specifically pay attention to the drums and the chorus. They are kind of complicated.
Okay.
I wish I had written this down, but the second drummer is actually very successful in his own right. He's like in Stevie Wonder's band and shit. He plays on everything. He's in the SNL band for a long time.
Oh, Jeannie Smith?
I don't remember his name, man.
Goddamn Smith.
I've been seeing a lot of double drummers live lately.
Yeah.
I went and saw Sir Elton John in Las Vegas with my mother, Sue Carmel. He had double drummers.
Oh, my God.
What? The OCs this summer, I saw them, and they had double drummers.
Yeah, I know. Modest Mouse. I've seen Radiohead's pulled a double drummer a few times.
Sometimes triple drummers.
What the? That's too many drummers.
I agree.
Yeah.
Power move.
That's too many. The drummers at that point could outnumber the band.
They do. There are more drummers than guitarists.
It's like when you have three kids and you're like, oh, we made a mistake. there's more of them than us. Okay, so music's good. So far, so good. Mm-hmm. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing's going to ruin this.
I was tired of my lady.
Oh, okay. Did I just stop it there?
Oh,
what
God.
A dickhead.
Oh, my God.
I just love the second the music drops out, he's like, I was tired of my lady.
We've been together too long. As if that's a reason why your relationship fails.
Yeah, it's...
It's been too long. We were good at 19 years, but at 20 years, done. I'm over it.
Also, I mean, we'll get into that more in depth, but the entire premise of this song sort of falls apart based on the fact that they've been together for a long
time.
Right,
right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, what a way to start.
I was tired of my lady.
You know, I didn't know it started like that until today.
Really?
I mean, I've never really listened to this song.
Yeah, that's...
Comes right out the gate as a huge dick.
Yeah.
I feel like ever since I've heard this song, I've sort of... Like, people have been like, you know that song's actually about cheating. And I genuinely do wonder, like, how a song like this got so popular, if that seemed to always be the air around it.
No, I think everyone... I mean, in my opinion, I think everyone knew that. I think everyone knows it was about cheating, right?
I had no idea. I just, whenever I hear this song, I'm like, oh, good time. I'm going to have a good time. Because all you think about is the chorus. And you're like, oh, look at this fun loving.
I like pina coladas.
Yeah, I do feel it's like if you have a chorus, literally the rest of the song's message is like, it's not necessarily what people pick up on in a lot of songs. Which is not to say like, shame on them, but I think it's like a very effective thing. Mm-hmm. Like when people talk about Born in the USA and they're like, love that song and love how patriotic it is.
Listen to the words.
Listen again.
Yeah.
I mean, It Wasn't Me by Shaggy is a song about cheating.
It Wasn't Me.
And there's no ambiguity about that and people still love it.
Yeah. No, we're okay. I mean, I don't know a single word of Gangnam Style. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Liked. I don't like it anymore. Okay.
Well, Gangnam Style is about overthrowing the proletariat.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it more.
Yeah. Really into it.
I just kind of wish he had been like, fuck my wife. Like, I don't know. Maybe not. I was tired of my lady. Like, don't.
It does sound so
it.
Passive.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, just come out and say it. Just say it. Just be like.
Like it's her fault.
Yeah, my wife is
married. We don't know how Rupert gets down or this character that Rupert is painting for us.
He is.
Yes. That could mean a year.
Yeah, you could be right.
I was in a relationship with a woman not too long ago, maybe a year and a half.
Sure.
And we dated for about 6 months. And after we broke up, She told me that was the longest relationship she'd ever been in.
That's a weird thing to not tell you. I know. After.
So buck.
Yeah.
Not as it was happening.
No.
Not like, oh, our 1 year anniversary. Never had one of these.
Never. Well, we didn't. We were together 6 months, so we never even had that 1 year. 6 months, longest relationship.
Wow.
Yeah.
That feels withholding.
She was tired of a fella. We've been together too long.
I do feel a little deceived because the tune started and I was like, oh, I trust you, Rupert. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, never mind.
He pulls the rug out from under you immediately.
Although, in a way, I do respect that more than hitting me with that, like in a bridge. You know what I mean? Just I do like that he just came right out.
This is what the song's going to be about.
Yeah, the song's going to be about
Father, where the song's about cheating. If it's just about pina coladas at the beginning.
It's just a recipe for a beverage.
This song should just be a list of things to make a pina colada.
That would be great.
Oh, see, now I wish that's what I did for the punch up. Man.
Yeah, like Cheeseburger in Paradise, where he's just fucking ripping off ingredients.
Does he do, a cup is that?
Well, that song's about genocide, dude. Have you not listened to Cheeseburger in Paradise closely?
I'm stupid.
Cheeseburger was the name of the bomb they dropped on Vietnam.
Yeah.
Sure.
You would never expect that. It's such an unassuming name.
Right? I didn't expect that. I'm dumb.
Okay, what's
the next?
They
paved over paradise and put up a cheeseburger. All right, let's just.
What's the next one?
Like a worn out recording.
God! Oh, my favorite song.
Does he think that makes it better?
Worn out is such a.
That's
ruthless.
This was the vinyl era, bro.
And it's
the
like
vinyl era.
How do you deal with the worn out vinyl of your favorite song? Do you just go, oh, gotta get a new song?
No, you're like, I'll buy a new vinyl of the same song because it's my favorite song.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Also, you can't say worn out recording and not have me think that you're referring to her genitals.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Worn out just kind of implied that it's so gross. And
it's so gross.
Rude.
You nasty. Like, she probably gave you children, you know?
Yeah, who do you think wore it out, Roop?
Again, I'm choosing to interpret this song as Rupert and whoever this unnamed lady is. They're two. They know what they knew what the game was.
Uh-huh.
It
they're
does suck. They've been dating for a week.
They're two high-powered business people, adults. She's got shoulder pads in her blazer.
Wait, have you been watching Billions a lot?
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Billions, and it's affecting the way I've interpreted this song.
In your version, how long have they been dating, and are they married?
8 months. No.
No. Okay. Okay. Mm. It's still new-ish.
Yeah.
It's just. A long time for his standards of like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Rupert's a mover and a shaker.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Rupert can't be tied down.
A man about town.
Off the top of my dome, I can't remember if he ever explicitly says wife. So it's very possible.
He doesn't.
He doesn't say how many.
Never.
He does not say how long it's been.
He does only refer to her as my lady.
Yeah. Huh.
Right before his dad died, he looked at him. He goes, never marry. And then. And then you heard, like, the flat line.
Oh, Jesus. We're making this so much sadder
Rupert's
than it is.
Gnarly,
that's not sad. That's the beginning of the movie. Because 20 years later, he's living it up.
This song came out in 1979.
Yeah.
He was born in 1947.
Okay.
Rupert's old as hell.
Let's do that math.
32?
He's 32 when this came out. And he's the kind of guy who writes this song, mm-hmm. which means I don't think he's been in a lot of meaningful relationships.
No.
You know what? I'm going to take the stance of I think Rupert is just such a good songwriter. That he just is like, well, what's an interesting subject?
Sure.
I don't even think this is personal for him at all.
You mean like how R.L. Stein never encountered a living dummy?
We don't know that.
That's my bad. That's my bad.
This Goosebumps is a documentary. Who can say?
Who can say? I've heard things about plants turning into people and vice versa.
Could be a warning.
They're historical documents that we're grossly misinterpreting.
A warning.
The Da Vinci Code, dude.
Yeah.
Now there's a documentary.
Yeah.
It's a great documentary.
Terminator 2.
Loose Change. Zeitgeist.
Oh,
Zeitgeist 2. Zeitgeist
Change
3.
Your world.
Minions. Wall-E.
Oh, I can't wait for people to think this is real and be like, thank you. Finally, someone said it.
All right, you guys finished all the jokes. Now 20 minutes in, you're talking real shit. Let's go.
We had to sort out the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah. I don't know.
They can only listen for 20 minutes on a wiretap, and then they got to tune out for the rest of the podcast. Mm-hmm.
The feds watching.
That's where we get most of our listeners.
The feds.
The feds. Thanks, guys.
I love that they count as in our stats.
Okay, all right, we get it. You hate your wife, and you still hate your wife. You basically told me the same thing twice in a row.
Also, if you have a recording that's worn out, you don't, like, throw it away. I would still keep, like, if it's your favorite song, sentimental at least,
value.
You have it.
Yeah. Okay.
Which
all
is
right.
Maybe not a great way to deal with a relationship, but I'm saying it's a terrible metaphor.
I agree.
So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read.
I've never listened to this fucking song, man. This is all new to me. I didn't know this.
It's one thing. I mean, we all know what the column's going to say, so not to jump ahead, but like, if you're looking at the personal columns,
mm-hmm.
I guess, kind of actively seeking out an affair.
Yeah.
Right next to your sleeping wife. Or girlfriend, Ian, sorry. or floozy, I don't know.
I really
know.
Don't think it's a wife.
In any really, case, it makes it so much worse. It's so much meaner that it's right next to her. If she woke up at any moment, she'd be like, hey, what are you doing? He'd be like, nothing.
Nothing.
I'm trying to find a motorcycle.
I don't want to get ahead of it. Can I get ahead of it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, he's reading this ad in the paper that says, if you like pina colada.
Right.
He's reading it.
Yep.
He's reading this ad.
Yep.
That we, I mean, am I, is this a spoiler alert for anything?
No. We already talked about
what
we
find
about.
Out later in this song
yeah.
that the person who left that ad
yeah.
was the woman sleeping next to him that whole
Incredible
time.
Incredible twist.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what we find out at the end of the song. So is he really a bad guy for reading the personal section?
There was a Family Guy episode
clear
about this.
Signs? Are there clear signs?
I think they're...
From both sides, the plant is withering.
We don't know. I don't know. Did she write it next to him in bed?
I think Maybe. They're both at fault here is the thing.
Yeah. I do too, but she didn't write a song about it, did she?
No.
That's true.
So I don't know. Rupertetta. That's not
Rupertetta?
Rupertetta.
You think everyone's partner is just their name with Etta at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Rupertetta. You were talking about his girl being named Rupertetta?
Rupertetta.
Okay.
Rupertina, that's a better one.
Sure.
Punch up the name. Thanks, Ian.
Yeah, Rupertetta.
There it is.
Rupertina.
I don't know if she wrote, I don't know if dear Rupertina wrote it when he was next in bed. That's
probably
worse.
Not.
She
that
probably
would be
had
way
the decency
worse.
To like go to a desk in her office and like while he was at work and
let's,
write it
let's
down.
Not.
She definitely has an office and it's nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You already described her in a power suit.
She's a
like,
high
sure.
power. She's an
in fact. Yeah. She's asleep because she's got to go to work tomorrow.
Oh my
Rupert's
God.
Still up because he has nothing to fucking do.
Yeah.
Also, can we pour one out right now for Craigslist personal sections that just have been disbanded?
They take those away.
Newspaper. Craigslist
gone.
Is still there, right?
No.
No.
Craigslist personal section. I think as of yesterday when we're recording, are gone indefinitely.
Man, rest in peace.
The whole section.
Just the whole, like, what was it, where, like...
personal, men seeking women, misconnections, everything.
Misconnections, that's
gone.
What I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Misconnections were great to go and read. They
I know.
Were always so hopelessly, I'm like, oh, man, you just paint this picture in your head, and you're like, and then they had kids.
I would post there to troll to see if anyone would ever, like, find what I posted and, like, make it a bit. You know what I mean? It was kind of like, it was just for me.
Sure.
It never happened.
Messing with emotions.
Well, because the person I'm describing doesn't exist. It doesn't hurt anybody. I just wanted someone to find it and be like... Wait, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And it never happened, and now we'll never get the chance to.
There'll be something else it'll take
There's
its
other
place.
Personal ads.
Yeah, but I don't want to spend money.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so what did this fucking personal ad say?
Well, it said...
If you like pina coladas...
Oh, it feels good.
Getting caught in the rain.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm in.
So far you described if you like an alcoholic beverage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then just jumped right off of that and straight into, I guess, getting wet outside.
Yeah.
Caught in the rain.
Yeah.
Do you like, is anyone like getting caught in the rain?
It's been, I've had a
I feel like the very nature of the word caught means it's not
a good moment.
Yeah.
You're like on the way to work.
You're out there on a date. There's a downpour.
Mm-hmm.
You do that thing where you both hide under one jacket.
Yeah.
And then run under an awning. And then you make out under that awning.
Yeah.
And then the doorman of that building's like, all right, you two, move it along. Oh, to be young and in love.
Has that ever happened to you?
All the time. Every third
in
day.
In LA.
Yeah.
It's always the same doorman, too.
Yeah.
It's the doorman from the end of That Thing You Do.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, move
nice.
It along.
I was in a movie, but I guard this door now.
They just keep paying me.
I don't feel like based on so far this ad, it's specific enough to not weed out a lot of weirdos.
Yeah.
You were like, this was before you could post pictures.
Yeah.
It's a newspaper. It's just text. So like all you've said so far is you like to drink pina coladas. Everybody except Demi likes pina coladas.
Yeah, and I'm on the fence.
Right. It's not something you'd be like, ooh, deal breaker.
You could handle one
if
it was for
the
right person.
If we get the coconut out there, I'm all in. It's really just the coconut.
It's just the coconut. Huh? Yeah.
Where do we think they live? In this song.
Ooh. I always think
New
like
York?
Stratford no. upon Avon.
I'm always thinking like South Beach or like somewhere on the East Coast, Southern
I'm
East
South
Coast.
Beach. I don't think Miami is
not South Beach, but
okay.
like South Carolina, somewhere
oh,
in there
really?
Is what I was thinking. Yeah.
I think this coast. Is a New York LA thing to me, and I don't think it's LA because of the rain.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like yeah. Pittsburgh.
Oh.
You bummer. Know what I mean? It's like
yeah.
somewhere where it's like liking pina coladas is a trait.
But is it in Pittsburgh?
Though? I've never been. I don't know.
It's definitely not.
Look at
it's
you throwing. Have you heard of one? Have you heard
I'm
one thing
say
about
it's
Pittsburgh?
Montpelier.
No, it just feels like Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, she says.
This
I
is
don't
a big time go go city thing to me.
Okay,
could
that
be
sense.
Dallas, but this guy's British, so I don't think it is. Or
I
was from England.
I mean, okay. My family's from England, and I lived in Dallas.
It's Dallas.
It's Dallas.
Rupert.
oh my God, my childhood bear was named after my dad.
Oh my God, your dad's Rupert Holmes. Yeah, I don't know. I'm interested to see what else is in this ad to see if she narrows it down at all.
Sure, the guess who boxes, right? You know, slowly
knock them down.
No pina colada, hates the rain.
And so far, it's like attitudinal things. It's like some people don't like pina coladas, but you can probably go like, oh, I'll drink one.
Yeah. And also, again, no one likes getting caught in the rain. Maybe I like when it rains. I don't like getting caught in it.
There's a very famous singer who's only happy when it rains.
So. Yeah, but not getting caught in it.
That's true.
There is also another famous singer who can't stand the damn thing.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Can't see my window. I know that one. If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain. God, maybe they deserve each other.
Yeah,
that's
she sucks
mean
too.
As fuck.
But the thing,
yoga's tight.
The thing about the half a brain line is it's clearly being written because her current man doesn't have half
yes!
a brain.
Yes!
Yeah.
She's like, oh, if you have half a brain, it's so passive aggressive.
So are we led to believe that he's like hella into yoga then?
I don't know
good
what
question.
He's into. Because if she's writing this because her current partner is not into these things, but then he shows up because he is into these things, it's like, what
she's,
do we, what's that mean?
She's not necessarily looking for the opposite of her current partner. I think just the flame has gone out in that relationship, and maybe she wants more of the same, but with someone who's attentive.
What's this disdain for yoga, though?
Huh? That's weird, right?
Maybe not. Well, I think yoga was fairly new on the scene and seemed maybe like a hipstery thing.
In 1979, sure. I can't even believe people knew about yoga then.
Yeah, this might have been a lot. This was probably the first yoga for a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm surprised it was like, if you're not into kombucha, because it feels like it'd weed out the same crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like the end of the Beatles hippie run era, right?
I don't know.
I can see yoga being a thing that everyone's like, oh, those damn kids smoking their reefer and doing their yoga.
But yoga's great.
Sure.
I would love a guy that was into yoga.
Yeah, we're like 30 years removed from this. We're smarter about how yoga is actually very cool.
Well, what's the equivalent now of what yoga was in the 70s?
Hot yoga. I don't know.
Vikram. Is it Vikram?
Bikram. Bikram. I don't know how to say it.
Hot, I don't know. Pilates, but that feels like kind of stale
cool.
Now, too.
You're not
I
into
don't
Soul know. Cycle?
I am scared of Soul Cycle.
It probably is Soul Cycle.
Yeah, but it's almost like I'm into Soul Cycle. I wouldn't be like, see you later.
I mean, all of these things seem like you're basing like a relationship on tastes that really don't matter. And
well, she did. She's about to say escape, right? So it is a relationship. It's not just like a one and done.
She wants a big, fat, wet drunk so far.
Wet smart. You forgot smart.
A bit, well, or...
At least half a brain.
Yeah, or just
not
or,
stupid.
Or if it's half or less. We don't know exactly the phrasing here. She wants a big, fat, dumb drunk who's soaking wet.
It's wet.
Of course it's the guy she's already with. He's wet all the time.
Just a moist, just smells like...
Tries to wring his shirt out like, next. Nothing's in this shirt, dude.
How accurate that is. Yep.
Big, fat, wet, dumb, drunk. If you'd like making love at midnight
in the dunes on the cave. I don't understand this part at all.
Okay.
What did you say?
Let's go part by part. First part is,
if you love making love at midnight.
Check.
Which, okay. Have you ever been like, ooh, wait, it's only 9:59. Let's wait till midnight.
Yeah, no.
Is it like, does like sex get hotter the later it gets?
No, it gets worse because you're up, and he's 32 at this point, so he's aware.
Yeah, he's tired.
But you want to get it done and then go to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's like first time excitement. I guess like any time's great though. I wouldn't be like, oh, wait till midnight. It's more special then. I don't
unless
give
it's
a
like
fuck.
Unless it's like Christmas or something.
Let's do a little more breaking down.
Yeah, so, don't open your presents early.
The next line after this, in the dunes by the Cape.
Yeah.
This is further proof to my East Coast. This is a New York City theory.
Yeah. Because
that's like sense. A Cape Cod. Yeah. That's like a play. It's a weekend getaway thing.
Is it
to
a
them.
Sand dune?
Dunes? Yeah, sand dunes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's not...
So, what other dunes are there?
I don't know the book.
Oh, the Lebanese restaurant in Atwater Village.
True. Yeah. I'm just wondering, does she mean to say, okay, meet me at midnight... In the dunes of the Cape.
In the sand.
In the sand.
Be wet.
Presumably in the wind, in the cold. It's nighttime.
Be
just so we can fuck.
Wet.
It's 1979. They live in New York. They're doing a lot of blow, and they're fucking at midnight.
That sounds fucking awful to
no,
me.
No, it sounds
no,
great.
That
come
sounds
on.
Tight. When it's said like that, I'm like,
yeah.
This sounds
it
like
sounds
she's
awful.
Like, and then we'll go LARP.
They can't leave New York because they work and they have these important jobs on a Friday until like 7.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just take the
that gets you into Cape Cod at about I don't know. I can't do the exact math here, but I'm going to say around 11.
How many times have you done that?
I've never done this. I'm just going off top.
Yeah, this is...
They each have about 3 highballs, and then they're back at the condo in Cape Cod. They're doing blow.
Yeah.
And it's about midnight, and then they start fucking.
Maybe the pina colada is like a euphemism for Coke.
Could be. It's it white.
Could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
It could be, right?
Yeah. Some of that fucking...
There's a conspiracy theory for you. If you want to do some Coke, and also you're a little bit smart, and you're not into being healthy...
Yeah.
Come anybody fuck who, me in the sand, big boy.
Anyone who wants to do coke stops reading right after it says that, and they just go to the number. They're like, yeah, I don't care what the rest of it said.
This is right on the verge of the cocaine 80s, I think. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like the way this is formatted. The first line of everything just spells out, like, I'm selling coke.
And it's just, and when he goes to meet her, she's like, oh, yeah, no, that was just, I was just trying to cheat on you.
It's like,
I'm not a drug
you.
Dealer. I'll take the lesser of the blows
right.
here.
Yeah. She's playing the long game.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this personal ad so far, all right. I mean, is she going to redeem it in the last line?
Probably not. I'm the love that you've looked for.
Write to me and escape. Wow. She said love. Love. As if the things she's just mentioned are guess whoing it down to the love of her life.
Did she say lover or love?
Love.
You know love?
Yeah. Love, I'm like love my one true love. And also escape. So she's actively trying to ghost her boyfriend or husband.
Yeah.
With an affair.
To go to Cape Cod. To go to Cape Cod.
But also she's writing for someone else to escape. So presumably she's like, look, I want this to be like, we're leaving something.
Yes. I need to have a lover's tryst. Mm. I am not staying in town.
Tryst. Good
That's
word.
What it is,
Good
right?
Word. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so, so sad considering we all know that it was her. But, I mean, how many other people do you think she met with that weren't her husband?
There's a lot of cocaine in the world, you know?
Well, those are some pretty strict parameters, too, right. So maybe none.
Well, how many times do you think she's run, like, different ads? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Like different parameters?
Yeah. Like, who's to say this is the first time she's done this?
Oh, it's definitely not. No,
no
way.
And when she runs into him, she's like, oh.
Oh, it's you.
The first time. Oh, we were meant to be together.
If you like strawberry daiquiris.
Well, the first guy she met was like way too into Humphrey Bogart. And so that's why. Couldn't handle it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, at this point, I am a little bit like maybe they do deserve each other. Because that ad makes her seem like a nasty.
You hate them.
I hate cheaters.
I do not like these people either.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
What I do think is funny is imagining that this, like, when she goes to meet him at the end, this is the first person she, like, she's got a string of people. She's like, all right, I'm just going to meet all these guys. Mm-hmm. And the very first one is her partner. And she's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I'm caught.
But who's to say she doesn't keep doing it? I mean,
well, sure, yeah.
She's a high-powered businesswoman. She could say she worked late.
She sure is.
Shoulder pads, right?
Shoulder pads, yeah.
Shoulder pads.
Yeah.
She Bluetooth named her dogs shoulder and pads.
Perm. Shoulder pads.
Oh, she doesn't have dogs. She can't take care of
no
dogs.
No way. Come on.
Well, she's got a a condo keeper.
Yeah.
No, I think she has like... fish. I think if she's balling this hard, she's got
really
exotic
expensive fish.
Yeah. In like a wraparound aquarium. Mm-hmm. In like around her bathtub.
I feel like she's got a Siamese cat named Salazar.
I was going to say,
like
I'm
that.
Seeing a cat.
Yeah.
A cat that she doesn't have to care for necessarily.
Oh, yeah. Because like a cat's all good on its own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cat's as much of a bitch as she is.
Yeah.
They're just so mean together.
Cat's her real partner. She just thinks this guy she's been with for 8 months is like a fling.
Yeah.
I feel way less bad about it if it's a fling and not like his wife of 10 years. Because that was my take on the song.
Yeah.
Both these people pour so much of themselves into their jobs, I feel. You know, because she's this high-powered business lady.
What's
she
he?
He's Rupert. He's trying to be a songwriter or a playwright or something.
Yeah.
This is kind of her, like, Lower East Side, you know, hookup that she's kind of dating for, like, 8 months.
Her Lower East Side piece.
Yeah, her Lower East Side piece. Damn, Lower East Side piece?
You should move to New York just so you can use that.
I can do that.
It's gotta
I would be
something.
Nowhere near the Lower East Side if I lived in New York.
No.
Oh, come on. It's so cool.
They don't let the likes of me in there.
It will be worth what I give up.
What is that?
That's L.A.S. Artists. Yeah.
Lower it took East me a while.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, is that what that stands for?
Yeah, Lower East Side.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'm learning things on this podcast.
This is an educational podcast now.
For the very
I'm so
first
proud
time.
Of us.
Mm-hmm. But enough of this education.
oh,
this is
fuck
just the
face melter, dude.
It's so not, though. It's like a face tickler. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, I'm here.
Uh-huh.
I'm just here, though.
Sure.
I'm not going to hurt you.
It is so funny how... different in tone the music is from what is going on lyrically.
Well, he did have like the ocean breeze, I feel like, was in that.
There's waves. There's the sound of like breeze and waves.
So that fits the piña colada.
And it's a very not echoey, but like it's very reverberated. The guitar, it just feels like every time he ends a note, it just like keeps going into the wind.
It sailed away off of the shore.
Like
of
almost like you can see it. And you're just doing one of these like waving your head like a dickhead things like, oh God.
Whoever
amazing.
Is playing this guitar has very long hair and like an unbuttoned white shirt billowing in the wind.
My question is, I've never been to Cape Cod. Are there like waves and...
I'm not 100% sure it's Cape Cod, but there are waves. It's definitely a beachy scene.
Could be Cape Canaveral.
Could be Canaveral.
They want to go fuck under like an Air Force base?
Yes. Yeah.
Cool. That sounds nice and romantic.
If you like fucking by the Challenger.
It's like Armageddon. Who doesn't like
that?
Yes. Yeah.
I do feel like as much as I lyrically have issue with the song, I hate how much I like the music. I really like the music.
I'm okay with it.
That breezy, guitar.
It does feel so good.
I love it. This is ruining the song for me because I had no idea these were the lyrics or anything it was about.
And it shouldn't ruin it.
It's not ruined.
No.
It just gives you new appreciation.
That was like, you know, nothing's going to ruin this.
Reframing.
Sure.
I see. Yeah. I feel like that we've done that for a couple songs now, and I hope no one is mad. I feel like it's really fun to like really.
It's good to know what
if you guys want to. If you guys want to live in this world where they've been together for 15 years or whatever, if that's
then it's really sad.
If you do, then it's really sad.
Yeah.
However, they end up back together, and every relationship in the long run faces serious challenges. Yeah, if not challengers.
Maybe it was just the blip. You know, maybe this is just their moment of truth.
Yeah, just a speed bump.
If you're in a relationship with someone for that long, you need to fall in love several times for it to be earnest.
Over and over again.
But does it need to be this way? I tried to cheat on you, but accidentally with you. And that's how I remembered I loved you.
Who are we to say, you know?
Doesn't the thing, we'll get to the end of it, but it doesn't necessarily end with them falling in love again. The last thing we hear is just that they never knew this about each other.
That's true.
So who knows where this relationship's going?
His next song was a speed metal one about them breaking up.
Well, there he does have the other single, Him. It's like a jealous song. Yeah, it also was on the charts that year. 1980
really?
Was a good year for Rupert Holmes.
RuPaul Holmes.
Oh, I wish.
Him is a jealous song?
I think it was. I only listened to it twice, but I feel like it's about him, the guy she wants to fuck.
Humphrey Bogart.
Of course. Yeah.
What song isn't really about Humphrey Bogart, though? That's all about Humphrey
Bogart.
Truly,
that's a cool song.
You've heard
to
Forgot
take.
About Dre? It's about Humphrey Bogart.
Humphrey didn't know about Dre.
No.
It's his fault. I didn't think
about my lady. No shit. I know that sounds
kind of mean. He's doing the neck thing.
Sounds kind
of
mean.
Here's where he turns into a good guy. Oh, listen, yeah. I'm not that bad of a guy. I know I sound like a dick.
He thinks that gets him off. He's like, if I acknowledge I sound mean, then it's okay.
Yeah, not
it's
mean. Kind of mean.
It's super fucking mean.
I know that sounds kind of mean.
I know it sounds like I'm a horrible man. I would be like, yeah, no, you do. Mm-hmm. And also acknowledging it doesn't make it better. You still sound like a horrible man. You literally are trying to cheat on your wife right next to her. That's crazy.
It is funny that he says, I wasn't thinking about my lady, even though she's right next to him. And most of this song has been framed around, I have a lady.
Yeah.
So it's like he was.
If they've been together for a while, she's probably farting.
Also, the first part of the song is, I was tired of my lady. We've been getting together too long, which means he is thinking about her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's like, I wasn't thinking about my lady. Yes, you were.
Great point.
You're lying.
You were sick of her.
If anyone is next to me in bed, that's all I can think about.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, get out. Go home.
Please don't be next to me.
There, I've had a couple long-term relationships where I've woken up and forgotten someone was next to me.
That's comfort.
That is comfort. There is like a level of comfort I feel like you can achieve, but I don't know that it's a good thing. I'm not sure it is.
I think it's a great thing.
You like it?
Yeah.
You don't think you being together too long, air quotes, is a good thing?
Well, because to...
I'm with you. I love a part of a relationship where you can be yourself and feel alone while the other person is there.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the part of the relationship where I get to the level where I'm just like, if we have a problem, I'm working the fuck through this because I don't want to be single again and have to worry about that long period of time where I'm just like, there's someone here, I can't fart.
Mm-hmm. Wait, mm-hmm. Wait. Okay, let's unpack that.
Oh, great.
What you like about that intimacy is that it means you don't have to do it again.
Yes.
You're like, I've gone through the hard part, that's why I'm wifing you up.
Well, that's one big part of it. It's not like the whole thing.
I think that's a great reason.
It's not the whole thing.
That just
it's like
is
10%.
Like a natural feeling. Of course you're going to feel that way. You're like, tight, I don't have to don't go you, through that period
Yeah, but
again.
It shouldn't motivate you to stay together.
That's not the okay. motivation to stay
okay,
together.
Okay, that, good. I thought no. that's what you were saying and suddenly no. got very worried for your well-being.
Absolutely not. I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Are you?
We'll talk off air.
I don't know why you have a knife to your throat. Are you?
It's fine. This is just my lucky podcasting knife.
Well, me and my old lady. Oh, so mean. Falling into the same old routine. Okay, listen.
The old lady thing's not mean. That's just a funny. I say my old lady all the time.
You say your old lady.
It's not.
How does your old lady feel about it?
Well, I don't say, hey, old lady, let's go. I just like if I'm referring to Laura,
if
I'll be like, yeah, me and the old lady.
If I heard
it's a Hell's Angels term, and I was a Crip, so you know.
Okay, I feel like you bring that up every time I do a podcast.
That was such a fuck you laugh.
He brings it up every time he does a podcast.
Any podcast.
Yeah. You were a Crip.
It's Crip.
He always is like, yo, because I'm a Crip. And I'm like, I don't think you should say that.
Were you a Crip?
No, not for real.
I figured, but I was still
my
just
friends
like,
did beat my ass and say I was a Crip, but I was not.
Can there be Crips in Soothful South Dakota?
We've done this.
Got members all over the globe.
Okay, sure.
It's a national organization.
Crips aside, I do wonder
only
if old lady
side.
Is a nice thing.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the Crip side.
I feel like if I heard someone describe me as their old lady, I would give them one of these. And to listeners at home, it's this face. Listen to it.
Uh-huh. Oh,
it's one old lady.
You turn your head and you go, a boy?
Old it's, lady.
No, I don't like it.
It's
I would never
Kenan
like
it. It's a Kenan reaction face.
It's a Kenan reaction face. That is exactly what it's in the script, Kenan reacts. It's that face.
Yes.
I don't like it. It's like, call me ball and chain.
It's an old.
I'll fucking hit you and your ball and chain. Don't talk to me like
it's
that.
It's just an old biker thing. It's just.
I feel like it's per relationship. It's like some people don't like being called baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Laura doesn't like baby doll. That's
I don't think
been,
Rupert's
like,
calling her old lady to her face. This is him at the bar like, you know my old lady.
Yeah, the old ladies.
You know how the old lady is.
The old battle axe. Yeah.
And then the dull routine part, I'm like, yo, that's half you, my dude.
Same old dull
routine. Yeah, routine, this involves two people. He's like, you know, my lady, she just does this thing, and I'm just so tired of it. And it's like, you're both doing the thing.
You mean like you guys don't go out to dinner anymore? Whose fault is that?
Pitch the dinners, Rup.
Pitch the dinner. She's not going to be selective. She's sleeping, and you're reading the paper.
She
obviously
has
fucking she's
work, dude.
Yeah, because she works at Wall Street doing something.
Her caseload is fucking taller than Rupert is.
And Rupert's really tall. He's 6'10".
Yes. Rupert.
He played
Rupert
basketball
plays for the New York Knicks. He's the guy from the Biggie song. I got a story to tell.
He was in the European leagues for a while. He was gone for that summer, and that really hurt him.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't feel any better. He's basically told me nothing other than like, listen, I'm not a dick, okay? I'm not a dick.
And the thing is,
I'm going to cheat on my wife, so don't abandon me here.
This is the only part where he's like, I know that sounds kind of mean, but then he just keeps going on to be like, but, I mean, the thing from before is the problem. And it's like, well, then don't mention that it sounds mean if you're just going to double down.
I actually do wonder, because, okay, I have never cheated on anyone, proudly, and I never will if I can help it. Mm. But I've definitely had that thing where maybe there's like an interest when you're in a long-term relationship and you suddenly are like, oh, this is exciting.
Yeah, but you can't help that. That's just
it feels really good.
Nature.
Right. And I kind of,
you
I
just
could
don't do it.
Imagine a hypothetical situation in which I was like, I still want to be excited about the new thing, even though I'm a total scumbag.
That's tale as old as time. I mean, that you can't.
Do you get to be like, would you be excited for your friend who found a new relationship by having an affair?
No,
you don't,
no,
right?
Never cheat. No, cheating's the.
It's shitty, right? Because it sounds like that's what he's trying to do to us right now. He's like, be happy for me because this is great.
Well, there's always circumstances. There's always, you never know behind closed doors. You never know what's happening. But for the most part, yeah, no, don't cheat.
Yeah, we don't know cheat. What Rupert. Yeah, I mean, try not to cheat. But we don't know what Rupert was saying to his friends before this.
It
so.
Could be, it could, let's say they're in that 19-year marriage, it could be sexless for the last decade or something. I mean, there's
that
things,
would be tough.
That doesn't
something...
mean you cheat. That means that you talk about it, either
right.
resolve the relationship
right.
or work
right.
through it.
Or even like talk about your crushes. Maybe that can be hot for you guys. I don't know. I'm just playing a little sex therapist. Could be.
Thank you, Dr.
Not, not Eva.
Not Eva.
Never.
Pretend you're him.
Noi.
Is he Australian?
Noi.
I feel like Australians are going to be so upset about that impression.
No.
It's not the first time we've... I feel like every other episode we just pick a nationality and make fun of them and then go, don't write in to complain.
Australians are stoked. What do they got to be
in my
about?
Mind, it's like, no. No. Is that so Australian?
What word are you all
noi.
Good.
No.
Noi is really more of a New Zealand thing.
Noi.
Australians are more like, nar.
Noi.
Now they're going to be mad.
I feel like suddenly I'm in no position to judge Rupert Holmes.
Noi.
We're all just trying to say no with an Australian accent. Cool. We're doing
the
great.
Way to pronounce the New Zealand no is the same as the, was it Little Caesars that had the noid?
Pizza.
Yeah, you got to avoid the noid.
Dominoes.
You got to avoid the noid. So it's noi.
Noi.
Noi. Is it noi with no T?
Yeah.
I feel high suddenly.
In Australia.
Oh, is it because we're all repeating the same word over and over?
Noi.
It's stressing me out.
Noi.
Oh my God, we have to move on with the song.
If Australia didn't want to get clowned on, they shouldn't have driven the Tasmanian tiger to extinction.
Do you hear
that's
that?
That's true.
Like,
your
we're
fault.
One to talk woolly mammoth.
We didn't drive. What?
That wasn't me. I had nothing to do with that.
That wasn't me.
How do you think the woolly mammoth died?
Cars?
We killed him.
No.
Noi.
People killed him.
Noi.
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 Absolutely noi.
Noi.
I will bet actual money on this that it was human extinction.
Noi.
It Neva. Was like Neanderthals, but humans nonetheless.
Neanderthals.
Neanderthals.
The woolly mammoth was hunted into extinction.
Yeah. Pause.
Look, I saw
you know
Ice
what?
Age.
Okay, we're going to take an ad break and I'm going to Google this.
We'll be right back. And we're back.
Some experts hold that mammoths were hunted to extinction beginning some 10,000 years ago by the species that was to become the planet's dominant predator, humans.
Goldfish.
We are not at the end of the chain. Who's to say that we're the...
But others argue that climate change was more to blame. So, I don't know. I guess it's kind of half true.
I'm with the others.
It's an inconvenient half truth.
Wait, what do you mean climate change now?
Okay, we're done. We've done too much conspiracy here.
Next clip. I got a great documentary you should watch Day After Tomorrow.
Watch after Zeitgeist 3.
Geostorm, dude. They just had a new documentary
that's
called
right.
Geostorm.
Yeah, Al Gore updated it for the new generation.
So I wrote to the paper.
Wrote to the paper.
Took out a personal ad.
What?
And though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad.
That is such needless editorializing of like, I thought I did a pretty good job.
Yeah. It is a weird thing to bring up.
He goes, listen, guys, I'm not a dick. And also, I'm nobody's poet, but listen to what I wrote.
Now we know
good.
It's not Rupert because he went on to win a Tony.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
was somebody's poet. Uh-huh. Or at least somebody's playwright.
He also has a much better defense for his writing than he does for any of his actions.
I know. I also want to know, there had to have been an easier way, right? I mean, I didn't exist in 1979, but I'm just trying to imagine people writing to the paper. Was that just the original Misconnections?
I remember the season finale of Rugrats, which is probably a year before
Demi,
this.
Shut the fuck up! He's trying to troll me that Rugrats was 100 years ago.
No, it was 90 years ago. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. Roughly 100 years ago, I think
right.
is what he's getting.
Yeah, the Woolly Mammoth.
One of the first shows.
Of course. Yeah.
One of the earliest, Bob Newhart,
the Colgate Rugrats Hour.
They had Stu and the whole family doing the fucking Philip Morris calls at the end of every episode.
Chucky.
No. Let's just go around and list all the Rugrats. But like, if you write a personal ad, you leave some sort of contact information, right?
That's what I thought. It would
or you
be
write
like,
to the well, paper what, and they hook it up or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, you're not leaving your phone number in the paper.
Well, no, because, I mean, again, we're getting a little ahead here, but he does say, meet me at this place at noon in his ad. So yeah. I'm like, how many randos just showed up and were like, yo, I'm going to rob
yeah,
you
Yeah, what
or
if
something?
There's 15 people? Like, yeah. hey.
It was me.
Then you like, just pick. You
it's
know?
Like yeah. that episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark with Tia and Tamara Mowry where they're both pretending they're the bad guy, but only one of them actually is and they have to choose which one to kill.
I don't remember this episode.
You could pull that. You could pull
I'm
that.
Actually a Maori truther where I think there's only one of them. And she's playing both the sisters.
And Stevie Wonder can
see
them.
I have compelling evidence. I have compelling evidence that there's only one Maori.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now we're back to New
Zealand.
New Zealand.
There you go. Yeah.
It's Stephen Adams of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
What I mean to say is that 50 people could show up and go, I wrote the ad. And you'd have no way of knowing which one wrote the ad.
Well, then you get yourself a little bachelor type deal where you just get to pick one.
I have 5 beers.
You pour one pina colada and you say, all 50 of you can share this. And the one person who says, no, I would never
they're
drink a
true.
50th. That's the real person.
Yeah, because you want the whole one.
Do it King Solomon
King
way.
Solomon.
I would never drink a 50th of a pina colada.
Man, I love how he took 8 lines just to be like, I responded to the ad.
Oh, he sure did take 8
yeah,
lines.
Yeah, 8 lines. Eight little white lines.
It's just him doubling down and saying, like, I mean, I gotta restate, my wife and I are not in a good place.
And for no real good reason.
Yeah.
We don't have trust issues. It's not like she's working through some serious shit. No, it's just, you know, we go into the same routine.
You know, every relationship just...
Where she does the laundry on Saturdays. I have no sympathy for you, Rupert, and I am going to judge you, even though you said you were nobody's poet.
Yeah, you don't like the guy.
That's clear. I do not like him.
His Tony Award doesn't judge him. He doesn't need you.
No,
I like him. I like Rupert, to be honest. I mean, don't tell me he isn't problematic, because then I'll say I don't like him. But, you know,
really,
as of yet, he seems like a fine guy.
Yeah.
I like his work. I don't like the character he's playing in this song.
True story.
I'm a Rupert truther. Okay, we're done. I'm sorry.
Trupert.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Next clip. Yes, I like pina coladas and getting caught
in the rain. I'm not marching to health food. Okay. I am
into champagne. I'm into cocaine. That's what I wanted to hear.
I am into cocaine.
I mean, to be frank, you just said you like pina coladas and champagne. Bud, are you an alcoholic, my dude?
Might be. I wish you just listed drinks.
Imagine if that was your Tinder bio. I like pina coladas, champagne, no health food.
Yeah, what if?
You'd be like, I would not reach out to that guy. Somebody would.
The lady who hates yoga enough to make it the third line of her personal ad probably be like, cool.
Yeah, tight, dude.
I mean, was health food as stigmatized as yoga at that time?
I think it was all part of that same old scene. Jogging, yoga... Fig.
Like anyone who fig is trying to food. Better themselves.
Fig.
What's that fake chocolate? Carob?
Carob.
Ugh.
I grew up eating carob.
What is this now?
Carob.
Carob.
I ate it so much as a kid. It's not chocolate.
I wouldn't. Maybe
it looks
Sioux
like
Falls,
chocolate.
Yeah, didn't
it
have.
Feels like chocolate. Oh, no. South Dakota. There's no fucking carob in all of South Dakota.
I don't think Sioux Falls had this particular kind of like health food scene we're talking about.
It coated the rice grain bars.
The first place to do like make your own peanut butter, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's where you would have found it. Or where you could buy like bee pollen when it was probably still like illegal in some way.
Shopco? Could you get any of that at Shopco?
I don't know what Shopco is.
There we go. So, no.
Unless the co stands for co-op.
In which case, yes.
Yes.
If you can get bulk miso there, then yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did he establish here? Yes, I like pina coladas.
And getting caught in the rain.
I'm not much. Two for two.
Health food.
So kind of referencing the yoga thing.
Sort of. He didn't say champagne. He didn't like yoga. He said,
I'm a big, fat, wet, drunk guy.
I'd like to be the burden on your life.
What was her line in place of the champagne one?
If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain. Which right.
He doesn't address that. No. Then. He's saying, listen, I just really like booze.
Yeah.
Big time into booze. And
I'm just
then
picturing this big, fat, wet, drunk guy standing under the bridge like, oh,
come here,
get over here, pizza in both hands.
Everything he asserts that he likes and doesn't like is just painting a picture of a man with declining health.
Yeah.
Get over here.
He's like, I probably will die of a heart attack before I am 50.
He likes drinks that are too sugary. He's definitely coming down with a pneumonia. He's not making any attempt to better himself.
Yeah.
And again, just more fizzy alcoholic drink.
Also, who the fuck doesn't like champagne? That is not a qualified feature. Oh, I've never met anyone.
I'm
no,
kind of mad
on
champagne.
Come on. Yeah. If someone handed you a flute of champagne, you're not going to be like, no thanks.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm out.
Doesn't mean I like it. I don't like this whiskey I'm drinking. You know, I don't like champagne.
Why drink it?
I could be drunk. I'll
you're
tell
using
you.
Like, you're taking like too seriously.
So much sugar in champagne, and the really expensive stuff. Like, I've had like really, really. Okay, so when we got nominated for our first Emmy on The Late Late Show, Oprah sent us a bunch of.
Oprah
sent us a bunch of that really expensive shit.
Whatever like above?
I don't know the name of it, but like hella.
It's
ass,
probably the Jouer Perrier or the Veuve Clicquot. I'm saying those wrong, but it's, yeah.
Is it Oprah brand champagne?
How much is Veuve Clicquot? Because it was like
50, 60 a bottle?
No.
Oh, like aged
Miel.
Shit?
Oprah.
I don't know. Vub is what rich people have in their houses.
I bet Oprah just was like, hey, just make me a champagne and I'm going to give it to you.
And then store it for 30 years and then I'll give it away.
It was posed to me that this was like four-figure a bottle of champagne. Like that kind of. So they popped two of the bottles and split them amongst like everybody. So I got a little taste of it and that was delicious. It was sweet. It was amazing. But the amount of that you would have to drink to get drunk, you know what I mean?
That's not the point.
And then go to Veuve, and it's like kind of bitter, you know? Yeah.
Well, I'm like, I've never even considered that there is four-figure champagne in existence.
There, For sure. There's five figure champagne.
Five figure champagne.
Yeah. That's too many figures for something that disappears in the body.
Tell that to DJ Khaled. Do you think he wouldn't pick the five figure champagne?
He would.
You think he doesn't have a magnum of it? That makes me so mad.
You just piss it out, though. Do you catch your piss and distill it just to like make the most of your buck?
No, you watch it go down the drain and you're like, I'm fucking rich, dog.
Literally piss money away.
You wipe your ass with that kind of money.
Uh huh.
With your piss?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you wipe your ass with piss money.
Can you do that? Okay, this is a dumb question.
Oh, boy.
Could you, with a penis, could you hypothetically bidet your own butthole with your
pee? Bidet
your own butthole? You gotta be packing some heat.
Oh, that's gotta be a long dick.
Wait.
Or a close asshole.
Bidet your own butthole.
Yeah, shoot it. Shoot pee at your butt to clean the poop off. Could you do that?
How old are you?
10 years. I don't know.
What podcast is this?
This is something we laughed at when I was like 9. What if I peed on my butthole?
I've never thought about it.
All right. Okay. Look, I want to take this scientifically. So I do think at the proper angle, you're laying down on your stomach.
Yeah.
You aim your penis backwards. Tip it upwards. Spread cheek.
Its size will be a huge factor here, though. It has to be long enough.
You gotta get your bag out of the way, so you gotta move that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Yeah, you always forget about the bag.
The side and then
you move it over, and maybe, I guess.
You know what?
The angle, because it would have to go...
This is the opposite of Marilyn Manson removing ribs. I feel like you have to put in ribs more to get it to go.
You know, my mom will still try to tell me that he had his ribs taken out. Still, to this day. I think there might be some truth to that.
Oh, God, I'm really sorry I brought this up.
No, you're not.
All of our apps just have to have a disclaimer at the end. Like, look, we're probably going to talk about dick
this
and ball
isn't one
stuff.
You can listen to with your parents ever. I'm sorry. I wish you could, but we always end up here.
My mom will listen to this.
Saint Sue Carmel.
Fine. Yeah, Saint Sue's going to listen. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Sue.
Saint Sue. She's the best.
Oh, boy. Okay, we should move on before I say something else I'm going to regret. I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon. No! And cut through all. What red tape?
The way he comes out of the gate with this line, she's like, I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon. It's like such an urgency.
The sense of urgency makes you feel like you've been looking for someone to kidnap and you're just like, I'll just reply to this, no problem. Tomorrow noon. Unmarked bills. Like, what are you saying?
And also, just the phrasing of tomorrow noon feels very unnatural.
I got to meet you by tomorrow noon.
That does, like, something like Gary Oldman would say in a very serious role.
Yeah. It's a British way to say it, isn't it? Tomorrow noon.
Tomorrow noon.
Or do they say noon?
True.
Quarter of.
That's not an American thing.
Tomorrow
noon. Tomorrow is what we would say.
So maybe they're across the pond.
Oh my God, are there capes in England?
No. Only the kind you wear. And then yes, everyone has one.
Maybe this is like in the Vatican, and in the dunes of the cape is like literally just on the Pope's cape.
Oh, they're gonna fuck on the Pope's cape. This is kinkier than I realized.
That's the thing that wipes out like half the Guess Who board. Everyone's like, I don't want to fuck on the Pope cape.
Oh, Pope cape, no, please.
I would rather do that than in sand.
Sure.
Yeah, well, that's just my anatomy. Doing all the talking.
I tried on sand one time. It was the worst.
I imagine it would be.
The worst. There is nothing romantic about it.
I don't like that he said red tape either. What the fuck is red tape mean? What red tape?
We got to cut through all of this.
I'm not trying to
all
go
of
on.
These problems.
Yeah.
So if you were like in a Tinder conversation with someone you've matched with and you were like, listen, I got to meet you by tomorrow. Let's cut through this red tape.
Mm-hmm.
She would ghost you, right?
No,
she just unmatched.
That's what Tinder's for.
If someone
seems threatening. That
Tinder
threatening.
Cuts through the red tape for you.
Tinder, the very act of being on Tinder is cutting through the red tape, though.
No, it's not Grindr. You still might like, oh, we want to fuck, we want to date, I don't know.
Confidence. But like at that point, I'm like,
direct
that's not red tape. That's necessary.
Well, but he's saying the red tape is like the dialogue without meeting each other, right? That's what I'm saying, the
no
Tinder
idea.
Combo.
He wants to get straight to this relationship.
He doesn't
want to
do all this back and forth.
Right, no. Just meet.
Yeah.
This is the only line of this song that is like unclear. It's crazy to me.
Well, you know what, actually, I'm just realizing? He clears up in the next line. He says what he means by what he wants to do.
Well, then this song, so far, I feel like this is the only song that we've done that doesn't delve into metaphors, and it's just straight up like, here is the story.
The next line is, I just want to fuck.
It's a story
no
song. No
kissing and loving, girl, you got a husband who loves you. Gotta give him your quality time. I think.
I just can't
just
stop
like that.
Picturing
if I remember
this dude
it right.
Like under a bridge with like a bowling shirt on.
It's Shane. Time. It's Shane Torres. Let's just come right out and say it.
Everybody Google Shane Torres. Yeah. That's this guy.
Big time mouth breather, whoever this guy is in the song.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely. I gotta cut through this red tape.
If he was that's a nose breather, it could have been Bobby Axelrod.
Oh, yeah.
This is not. This is not Bobby Axelrod.
Let's cut through the red tape.
If you're the star of Showtime's Billions.
You should have done the punch up.
Giamatti, not the other one.
Okay, so play the next line. We'll figure out what he means by red tape. At a bar called O'Malley's, where we'll plan our escape. So that's the red tape. He wants to get straight to what?
Called O'Malley's.
Oh, that's why you said O'Malley's.
Does not sound like a classy joint.
No.
No, well, I could see O'Malley's being like a, you know, undo a button, loosen the tie, have an expensive glass of scotch.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying. I agree. I think it could be like an after work haunt for like the worst type of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a place you probably go for St. Patrick's Day. And then the rest of the year, you only pop in if it's like you got caught in the rain and it's right there.
Yes. Well, yeah, but I like getting caught in the rain, though, so I'd probably stay outside.
Did you write this song?
I'd be like, Mike, let me get a pina colada out here, is what I'd do.
Also, do you think O'Malley's serves a pina colada?
I was just
going to
say, no way.
Not with a smile, they don't.
No,
you can get some Guinness on tap for sure.
At a bar called the Tiki Hut.
That, especially since I already told you, pina coladas weren't widely available in the U.S. yet.
Yeah.
I'll have a pina colada today.
You should. I want one now. I'm going to get one for dinner.
Do they serve pina coladas at Earth Cafe? Walk down there.
The cafe across the street? Yeah, yeah, sure. Okay, so he's saying, let's get to it. You said you want to escape. I want to escape. Let's just go.
It's like, look, fuck this dialogue. Well, let's just meet and do this.
Again, I feel like he's going to kidnap me.
Oh, for sure.
That's not.
That's what the red tape is meant to avoid, but he's like, let's just
the cops.
This. Yeah. Let's cut through all this yellow caution tape.
Cops.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to take a guess here. Another guitar solo?
There is another guitar solo there. I cut that.
Thank you. And then third verse, finishing the story, bud.
Yeah.
What happens? Damn it!
Yeah! You got her. You got her.
I need to not let him use the soundboard. He does this to me every episode. Dang!
Sorry.
See, that's the noise I would make if I got that.
Was that Walking on Sunshine?
That was.
Is it from? Wait, can I guess too?
Yeah.
Is it from the Alien Ant Farm cover of Smooth Criminal?
Good
you know
guess.
What's so funny? I heard that song before I heard Smooth Criminal, and then I heard the Michael Jackson one. I was like, oh,
this is
bad. It's not as good.
I was so hyped on the Alien Ant Farm version.
I was too.
Same.
The rest of that album was not as good as that. The rest of this was all very like moody emo rock.
I was not. It's you know I can say it wholeheartedly. I was never into that song.
I loved that song. The video got me so hyped.
Yeah,
it was like a mosh pit.
I watched it the other day. It doesn't hold up. That video.
It was Sunday. What a black day.
Damn.
That was Demi. That was Demi singing.
That wasn't Alien Ant Farm. They're outside.
Yeah.
By the way,
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, they're.
The ghost of Michael Jackson.
They're both in the hallway, but we won't let them in because we're having a private recording session.
Yeah, we only have four mics. And the Ant Farm is, what, 20 people?
Yeah.
Who can say? A lot, man.
Who knows?
A lot.
Demi!
Next clip.
So I waited with high hopes, and she walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face.
Okay.
Describing someone's face as like the curve of it seems
never.
Weird.
Yeah,
never.
He's just looking at it like that face is going to make a nice lampshade, is what he's thinking.
Like, yes! 24, 34, 36 and that's in the face.
Is that a Nelly reference?
No, that's Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix.
Probably not the right number.
Also, Brick House. 36, 24, 36.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
If there's one thing I love,
and
it's being
Sir
described.
Sir Mix-a-Lot references it.
Only
like,
she's 5'3".
Only
three.
If you 5'3".
Yeah. Yeah. Because he likes a curvier girl than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, sure. And my measurements of 36, 36, 36.
Those are my social security numbers.
Oh, no!
I got in early before they made it nine numbers.
Yeah, totally. I don't like what he said so far. I don't like it.
So I waited with high hopes.
Why? Why would you get your hopes up? Expect the worst.
Because he thinks he's going to fuck weekend.
Well, now you're just like
cocaine-fueled fuck weekend at the Cape.
You
no,
can
they
hate
said
the guy.
Love. They said love. This isn't a weekend. This is a life.
He loves cocaine.
she said love.
Yeah.
She loves cocaine.
And also, he didn't address the love part, and he didn't address the brain part.
No.
So he's an idiot looking to bone.
Hey!
Holding pizza.
Come here!
It's me!
Is that John C. Reilly?
It feels like the dude from The Simpsons.
Barney?
Oh, yeah.
Barney. Don't cry for me.
That's why he's not going to That's why he's not going to Moe's. He's like, no, too many people know me there. I gotta go to Moe's.
I like pina coladas. I like anything with booze.
I don't get caught in the rain.
You sound like Bobcat.
That was Bobcat. That was hella
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was Fozzie Bear.
Oh, that's so funny.
Waka waka.
Huh, I really thank you, Rupert Holmes, for providing inspiration for all these wonderful riffs.
Yes.
If nothing else, the song is good for that reason. Next.
It was my own lovely lady.
No!
And she said, oh, it's you.
No, she didn't.
Then we laughed for a moment.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
And I said, I never knew.
And I loaded the gun.
Okay, he did not say how.
And I picked up my gun.
And I shot my girlfriend.
He so did not say how he said, oh, it's you. Or she said, oh, it's you.
Ah, it's you.
No, she was definitely like, it's you.
Oh.
As far as she knows, he caught wind of her game.
Yeah.
And this is all an elaborate way to catch her in this.
Yeah. This is where we find out if he has half a brain or not, because if he's smart enough to do that.
Play it against her and keep all the cards.
Uh-huh. He doesn't, because they instantly laughed, and he was like, I didn't know that.
Shit.
I was trying to cheat on you!
I thought I was getting some strange over here.
Would you laugh about that if your girlfriend, even if only 8 months, did that to you?
No.
Two high-powered, cocaine-fueled alphas in New York.
Hey!
They know the fucking rules of the game, and they're playing it.
But they're not even laughing. They go, let's get drunk.
Yeah.
I didn't know you liked those things.
This is the Celtics and the Lakers in the finals, all right? Uh-huh. They know what the game is.
I feel like I'd be laughing because I'm like, you don't like to fuck in the dunes of the Cape at midnight. You watch Matlock and go to bed at 9. You're full of shit.
They very quickly own up to this, as opposed to just being like, "Yeah, I'm in this bar mm-hmm. coincidentally."
Yeah, I would probably go for that and then just lie.
Feels very easy to get away with this with a lie.
Be like, "Hey, wait, what are you doing here?" And he's like, "I'm waiting for someone." It's like,
"What are you doing here?"
Well, so, I love O'Malley's because this is actually an anniversary spot.
So, oh, I'm cheating.
I knew
what?
That.
What are you doing here?
I knew.
I also, like, what is O'Malley's to him that he was like, oh, is it the place away from his wife's work? Or 100%. Is he taking her to the place that he goes with his wife? Because he likes it so much.
First of all, there's probably 15 bars called O'Malley's in New York City.
That's very true.
Oh, my
Can't
God.
Can't be New York, then.
Yeah. Hadn't even considered it. But, yeah, every city has at least, what, 58 O'Malley's?
Yeah, like 58, I think.
Yeah, about.
Minimum.
I think it's on the wiki page, 58.
Okay, wow, so what a turn. What a turn this took. Uh-huh. And I feel like everyone knows that that's what happens, right?
Yes.
I will say, I want to point out, first course he said, if you like pina coladas. Second course he said, yes, I like pina coladas.
Mm-hmm.
This time, he's going to change it again.
That you like pina coladas.
She did not. Wait, did
he said he liked champagne? She didn't.
Did he say I never knew, or did she?
He said I never knew. She said, "Oh, it's you." He says I never knew that you like pina coladas. So he's talking.
How do you? I am curious as to how long they've been together.
Feeds right. A little more fire to the 8 month thing and not the 19 years.
There's no way
what
you
up?
Don't know.
What
you know your partner what drinks they like within 3 months of dating.
Yeah.
You can't not know.
Well, how often do you go to the bar and order champagne?
Yeah, okay. We just, case in point, we just had a show where I listed off all these drinks that I like, and
you don't like
two
those.
Of my best friends
we were,
in the world never knew.
You we don't did
like
those the same drinks. Show.
Yeah.
That well, is a
that was
very
our live
different
show.
Circumstance.
You don't like those drinks.
They're drinks that I have liked
heard
my
of.
Whole life. No, I've liked, I've drank them my whole life, but here's the point. Two of my best friends in the world have never seen me order any of these drinks.
Yes, because Goldschlager as a shot isn't a cocktail.
I only drink whiskey and beer is the point.
Here's the thing. If you were making a dating profile, how many of those drinks would you list at the very top?
I wouldn't list drinks on my dating profile.
Raspberry kamikazes on there? No. Get out of here.
007s.
You wouldn't admit that until at least you knew him for 6 months. You've kind of trapped it. Then you tell him.
For both of them to come out of the gate with, like, the first thing you need to know about me is I like pina coladas, and then both of their partners to not know that, it's just like...
Yeah, how much do you have to fucking like a pina colada to lead with that? Yeah.
What would be like the first thing? I feel like that would stand out, especially in 79, when before that was really a big drink.
Yeah,
yeah, but is
it's
that, like your
move.
Whole brand? Like, are you like, I'm really, like, I want to retire to Mexico. Like, what's your vibe?
Or maybe sure. She doesn't even like them. Maybe she's just like, I'm looking for someone who does. So you can drink all my
pina coladas.
I just love
coladas. Making them.
Yeah.
It's cold. She wants to date a Puerto Rican guy.
Yeah.
That's what's going on
yeah.
here.
Maybe.
Again, New York City.
Uh-huh.
I don't
Shoulder
know.
Shoulder pads.
Boricua.
Boricua.
Moreno.
Okay, that you like pina coladas. And again, she didn't say she liked the taste of the ocean or whatever the fuck he just said.
Or the taste of champagne.
They didn't say
the taste
of
the ocean.
I wish that after all of these, she was like, oh, I don't. No, I don't like that.
She was like, no, that was the person I was trying to be for this imaginary romance I was going to have.
There's this dude at work who likes all this shit.
This is very specific.
And I saw his dick.
He gets out less than me. Yeah. He's more powerful and more stressed.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to do this.
I don't...
You mentioned the house on the cave. I was trying to fuck there.
I'm really interested to see how this is going to play out for them.
Oh, it does not play out well. Then it goes on to say... If you like making love at midnight...
Big if.
Yes.
If you like it.
Look, I know that you've caught me already, but if you're also into these things.
Also, can you imagine?
You lucky girl, you can still have me if you like these things.
Can you imagine whatever long-term relationship you're in at 32 being like, yo, if you want to go fuck in the Cape, we can stay together. Otherwise, I'm out. It's crazy.
At midnight.
I feel like, you know, if you're in a relationship, that'd be something that, you know, if somebody posed that to me, I'd say, sure, let's go fuck
sure
in the Cape.
But he didn't say if you're down to. He said if you like it. It has to be actively something you were pursuing.
If I can now go to the song Caroline by fellow Portland, Oregonian Amine.
Yeah.
The rapper.
Sure.
Yeah.
Don't want to talk it out. Can we fuck it out?
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what he's proposing here.
Oh, he's like, let's just
go fuck it out
blasted
in the dunes of the Cape.
Sure.
It's like, look, we're going to fight about this, but before
we
fight.
Yeah.
Let's
like
get fucked up on some piña coladas, which translates to strange pineapple.
Strange pineapple.
And then let's go fuck in the sand. At midnight, though.
Yeah, midnight. I don't want to see anything, you know.
Wait a minute. This couple likes getting caught in the rain, but also likes sand.
And the ocean. But they hate health food and yoga, which feel like two different people to me.
Dirty dogs.
Oh, this is a song about sea lions.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
They love piña coladas.
Yeah.
If you like living at SeaWorld.
That makes way more sense.
It is fucking...
eating buckets of fish.
And we all know sea lions love newspapers.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
If you listen to the whole song and picture it being a sea lion, it's a great cartoon.
Yeah, he's got glasses on. He's reading the paper in bed.
Looking like, God damn it.
Two sea lions show up to O'Malley. He's just like, oh, it's you.
Price of cod skyrocket. He's like, let's see what's in the personal section.
I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon before I turn back into a person.
Oh, ain't nothing God in the news but the blues. What's in the personal section?
Fuck.
I've never heard you say it. It's hilarious.
Is that the
Kanye
end?
Good job.
Kanye West.
Yeah. That's the end of the lyrics, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It's the end of the entire song.
Well, no, I think we get one more guitar solo and a repeat.
We
right?
don't. It's the end of the song.
Wow.
It ends on come with me and escape. Which you're not escaping because you're in the relationship already.
Maybe they're going to run away from their old lives together.
Start role playing, you
maybe
know?
Maybe they pretend to be people they're not.
Get some food in there.
Wait, what?
Get on some fake gloves. Yeah. Pretend they're not flippers.
Uh-huh. You know, can't don't touch me kind of thing, like tantric stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're pretending to be other people.
Oh, see, I thought they were going to like pretend they died. You know? Like, how do you really escape your own life? It's like that
walking
Bryan
the ocean
Cranston
and,
movie.
Yeah.
What? Trumbo?
No.
You can't just say it's like that Bryan Cranston movie because there's
like
not a lot
Trumbo
of movies.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was called.
Godzilla?
No, it was the one where he starts living in the house across from his street.
I think it's Trumbo.
No, it's not Trumbo.
Is it sure it's not Trumbo?
It might be. Is it Trumbo?
Was he playing Dalton Trumbo?
Or was he... Was it Godzilla?
Trumbo?
I could be wrong, but I think it was written by Zoe Kazan's mom.
Trumbo.
But I don't know what it was called.
Was it Trumbo?
Trumbo.
Why aren't you looking it up?
Because I don't care enough.
Wait, is it Little Miss Sunshine? Wasn't he in that?
No. Oh, wait. Because
Zoe Kazan, Paul Dano, I don't know.
Wait, I'll pull up his IMDb. Trumbo?
Oh, yeah, no, it's Trumbo.
It's Trumbo.
He was just in that new one, Flags of Our Fathers, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's probably not what it is.
Was came it, out was shortly it Trumbo? After Trumbo.
It's, yeah, it's like a name. It's somebody's name. It's why I can't
Trumbo
remember.
Trumbo.
You're
name
doing a great job of playing along with the bit, but not trying to.
It really is a movie. He just goes home from work one day and sees the abandoned house across the street and goes, what if I just never come home and watch my family? And that's the whole movie.
Sounds like a part of Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, wait, that's what it was, a fever dream of... No, I'm just kidding. Oh,
it was a fever dream of...
It's real. Do you have any...
Trumbo?
No, fuck you.
I'm pulling up his IMDb, and the only movie on there is Trumbo.
It was from last year.
And it's in big letters.
No, because I remember Trumbo is the only movie to be number one in 2 years because they re-released it last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They renamed it Trumbo?
Yeah.
What was it originally?
Godzilla.
Trumbo. Yeah, it was Godzilla.
It was Dalton before that.
It's like...
They're like, drop the Dalton, just Trumbo. It's
Wakefield.
Cleaner.
Wakefield.
Okay.
Wakefield.
Never heard of
Zach
that. Was
Last
just
Flag
talking
Flying,
about...
The Disaster Artist, The Upside.
Wakefield, I already got it.
Trumbo. That's that weird movie Zach was just talking about.
Oh, Wakefield.
I've never heard of that movie in my life.
Me neither.
I never saw it.
Miel.
It's hard to be Trumbo when you're stunning.
Long
with
walk
Jumbo
you
Trumbo.
Took us on there. Long walk. No milk in that cereal.
No. No, thank you.
They
yeah.
said
it's
hard to be Trumbo when you're stunting on the Jumbotron, and I think it deserved more attention.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep, that was really did. Good.
I We should, for that long walk, you should be blacklisted from this podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
Much like see Trumbo was.
I didn't fucking see Trumbo.
Oh, you got it. It's great.
All I got from Trumbo was there's a bathtub, and I was like, I like bass. I like that movie.
It was directed by the man who made Austin Powers.
Sure. Which one?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
Jay Roach.
Again, thanks for listening to our movie podcast.
Yeah. This is the most anyone has ever said Trumbo.
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 Stop saying it. This
the
is
Trumbo.
I feel like this is a group that likes to say the same words over and over again. A lot of parrots in this group here.
Well, as I continue, the Trumbo.
I played, when I was in fifth grade, I played the trumpet, but I wanted to play the trombone.
Mm-hmm. What does that even mean? Suck his dick?
Trombone. That's what I was going
for. Pina colada is equal parts coconut, pineapple mm-hmm. juice, and Trumbo.
Uh-huh.
If you like watching Trumbo.
So.
You know what Dumbo's dad's name was? Steve.
Dumbo Jr. Yeah.
It was
and his
Steve.
Favorite movie is Trumbo.
Fuck me. Okay. So. Any final thoughts on the song before we move on to the punch-up?
It's awesome.
It's awesome. You still like
I have
it?
No,
I like it.
I do. Still like it.
I do like it still.
I still like it. If
it's
nothing,
a song.
It's. I think for me, of all the punch ups we've done so far, this is the song that is the biggest and most contagious earworm for me.
Oh yeah.
I can't think of any other song now.
It's really fun to sing. If you like making love with me at night.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best. And like, yeah. as much as I'm like, yo, this lyric premise is like not so great for me personally. The music, even though it's the same thing over and over again, is really tight, and it sounds really good, and I kind of really like it. Sorry.
It's yacht rocky, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, 100%.
It does feel like I'm at, like, a really bad mixer.
ASAP yacht rock. You don't want a bad mixer
if you're
making pina coladas. You need a good one.
No, like a... Like
I'm
your
not pina
company,
coladas. I got a fucking problem.
Like, your company's making you go... And it's on, like, a boat, but only for, like, the boat's only actually out in the water for 30 minutes.
Oh, and it's, like, at 3 in February
yes,
in
yes,
Oregon?
Yes, yeah. This yeah, is yeah, the song yeah. they play on loop at yeah. that event.
And they're trying to get a limbo going, but
yeah.
no
one
one's
wants
doing
it.
It. Or one of that thing when you hold each other's waist and you walk in a line.
What? Conga, conga line?
That's the one.
Oh.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Wakefield. Sorry.
It was Wakefield. It wasn't...
It wasn't Congo.
It wasn't Trumbo?
Anyway,
wasn't Congo also a movie?
Yeah.
With
yeah,
the gorilla?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ice-T.
Sorry,
popular
just word association
popular
now.
Ice Cube vehicle.
Ice-T in
Ice
Congo?
Cube. Ice Cube, I
thank
say.
You.
Is it? No, I'm thinking of Anaconda. I'm thinking of Anaconda.
Yeah, you're way off. Congo was adapted from like a Michael Crichton. They like these like the government did experiments
yeah.
on these or a company. Mm-hmm. And there's these like white gorillas who are super fast and smart.
Why do you know that?
I saw Congo.
Do you know?
We were watching Congo. That's why we were late.
Yeah.
Oh. Perfect. So for the punch-up, I thought that I wanted to hear the postscript, because there's no fucking way this ended well.
No.
Like, maybe I can believe that, like, the night of it was okay, but, like, in the light of day, you're really going, like, wait a sec, so you mm-hmm. took him to O'Malley's?
Yeah.
Like, that's our bar.
That's our bar, right.
That's
like,
where we fall.
It would just be, like, perpetually more hurtful the longer you had to think about it. I'm not saying either party is more or less at fault. I just think the whole situation is, like, pretty mean. So I did the postscript from the woman's perspective. And sorry, Ian, but in my version, they are married.
Okay.
So
they should be married.
I feel like if you're calling someone your old lady, like, you better be married. Otherwise, shut the fuck up.
And you took into consideration how she placed the original ad, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You did take that into consideration.
I did. I didn't make her a hero.
Okay.
Right. I just explained her perspective.
Sure, uh-huh. let's just keep it even, okay. You know? Mm-hmm.
Well, mm-hmm. Let's hear that lady's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to cheat on my husband. He tried to cheat on me too. When we caught each other, what was I supposed to do? So we laughed for a while.
So weird.
We had 20 drinks.
20?
Then I woke in the morning. Well, I started to think.
If you like piña colada, why do you drink natty ice? You're still my shady husband, but you try to cheat on your wife. I know I also tried to cheat on you. It doesn't change that you lie. Go and stay on your friend's couch. Well, I tried to decide. It was a pretty rough week, full of guilt and tears. But every time I saw that fucking paper, I froze up with fear. There was nothing to stop him from cheating again. So when he came back on Friday, well, this is what I said. If you like cheating on your wife, why don't we get divorced? This no more. I can't believe we had to sell the house. But what makes me most mad is that I wasted $7 on that personal ad. God, fuck.
That was sick.
I love the progressive increase in crying.
And the fuck it, the like making it real, like having to sell the house and stuff. Yeah. That's the funniest stuff.
It made me so sad.
Yeah. Because that shit is happening to someone right now. It happens so much.
Making it real makes it so sad.
Such a bummer. Such a bummer.
Key change makes it happy again, though.
I wanted to do the original key, but fuck, that is low for a lady voice. Mm. It ain't happening. It's fine. I just feel like that's what would happen.
That was great.
There's no
it
way.
Absolutely is what would happen. Mm-hmm.
You'd mm-hmm. be like, you know, listen, I know I fucked up, but you also fucked up, and I can't get over you fucking up.
There it is.
It
very much feels like a relationship where they either stay together forever because they don't want to embrace the fact that both of them fucked up and are angry at the other person for fucked up the exact same way.
Right.
Or they immediately split, and that's the solution.
They definitely got drunk that night, though, for sure.
She goes, listen up, I'm going to lay it out like a yoga mat, okay? We'll be getting divorced. I'm getting most of the house.
Yeah, I think she is.
But I think so too.
Only
you agree?
What?
She's getting most of it. She's getting the house?
No.
The man doesn't have half a brain to argue otherwise.
That's what I'm thinking. She just goes to the judge. She's like, he's sweaty. He's wet. He's
just
so drunk.
Still got his bowling shirt on.
Clear intent that she placed the personal ad first.
That's true.
It is true. She did.
I don't know if they have kids or not.
And your dad's a litigator, so.
My dad is an attorney who does deal in civil.
Oh, he did. That's right.
He does a lot of divorce.
That's right.
There you go. Well, we should ask him. He should have written the podcast.
A lot of it depends on if they have kids and if she had a job prior. Now, in my
she definitely
version
has
of it,
yeah.
She's paying him alimony.
Uh-huh.
Oh, true.
Except that's not the kid because they don't break up. Because
no.
They're two alphas.
Yeah, they're two alphas.
I've been watching together. Way too much Billy.
It's like Bobby Axelrod looking in a mirror.
Yeah, it's Bobby Axelrod dating Bobby Axelrod.
I wish we could get Billions to sponsor this episode. How much
Billion.
We've shouted
we can
out.
Just say they
all
sponsored
all you have to do
it,
is
then...
talk about it enough, and something will happen.
Yeah,
I think that we can get this episode sponsored by Trumbo.
Yeah,
it's a movie that already came out.
I mean, this song was already out, and they changed the fucking name. Mm-hmm. Anything's possible.
Guys, join us on Twitter with our hashtag,
you
sponsor
say,
us Trumbo.
Someone's got to be like, fuck, what's the password to the Trumbo account we made?
It's already been sold off.
Oh, for sure.
So,
to the highest bidder who's like, I'll give you $20 for the name at Trumbo.
Can't punch this.
Fellas. Do you have unpunchable jams?
Who wants to kick us off?
I do.
Ian, go.
I'm going to pick my the song that got me into hip hop, which is my favorite musical art form.
Ooh.
All the way back when I was a young middle schooler. I'm taking Rosa Parks by Outkast.
Oh!
Unpunchable.
Totally uh-huh. Unpunchable.
Huss that fuss.
Everybody move to the back of the bus.
Do you want to drunk with us?
We the type of people make the club get crunk.
I'm in a gym here, she hit me to some life game to stimulate and activate the left and right brain. So baby boy, you're only funky as your last cut. Focus on the past, your answer to your has what. That's one to live by, either that's one to die to. I try to just go without you to determine your own adventure.
Ooh.
Entree.
Ooh.
Got to the station, ooh, it's my destination. Ooh. She got off the bus, the conversation lingered in my head for hours. Took a shower, kind of sour, because my favorite group ain't coming with it, but I'm with it. Probably because you're probably going through it anyway.
Ooh. Ooh.
But
ooh.
Anyhow, one and out. One and out, I bought it because I thought it would be jamming, but it clamming off the flowski. Wowski, awfully sad, and it's costly, but that's all cheap. You broken, can... I hope I never have to float in that boat up Schitt's Creek. Okay. It's a week, it's the last boat that I gotta hear when I'm going down. When all said and done and you got a new Joe in town. When the record player gets to skipping and slowing down. Just remember that,
so close!
Well,
you almost got crazy. Us to those the guys
done,
song.
Well, it's, those guys done earn their crown, but until then, yeah.
Aha!
Push that push.
I know that part.
The fucking beat drop in that song is just...
It's so good.
Phenomenal.
There's top to bottom phenomenal. There's also, like, weird part, because I've listened to that song so many times. with it, and, like, so at the end, when it's just the the girls going, like,
baby,
uh-huh. So they do that, so it's like four words, uh-huh, yeah, baby, and uh-huh. And they do it, and they never do it the same way.
Oh, really?
It's never
one
looped.
Time they start like, baby, yeah,
fun
yeah. And the
Easter
next one is
there.
Like, yeah, baby. So they just do it like a different way each time.
That's
so
Big
cool. Big Boy at his best. It's Andre at his best. The beat's amazing. That breakdown with the harmonica. I still love it.
It's great. It's a great song.
Yeah.
I couldn't even try to find a
critique
with it.
There's no worn out recording of it.
No. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wouldn't write an ad if his wife was Rosa Parks by Outkast. Sean,
if you like sitting on the front of the bus.
I remember I traded. What? So that song, like, I mean, before then I listened to some rap. I remember it was on the bus in sixth grade and I traded a 2-CD copy of like Master P, I forget, Ghetto Dope maybe, for a Quem and I by Outkast.
Ghetto Dope.
And I was like, oh, this is what I like. Like before that, I would like listen to a lot of No Limit and stuff.
Make crack like this.
Yeah. I mean, No Limit's fine.
Yeah.
It's good. There's good music in there, but like then I was like, oh shit, this is way better.
You found your tribe.
Yeah, organized. And it was the Dungeon Family.
There you go.
Yep.
And Organized Noise Production. Better than whoever was doing Master P.
It's a fucking great pick, dude.
It is.
Sean, I realize you were a last-minute freebie on this pod. Do you have an Unpunchable prepared? Do you have one off the top of the dome?
I just figured one out. I'm going to say, I don't know, I'm going to say Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
Nice.
Well, what's the fucking eye roll for?
No, it's no eye roll. It's more of a,
the reason it popped in is because it was like one of the last things I listened to at work yesterday. It's so good.
It's a banger for
it's
sure.
It's so good. Clear message, great beat. I don't even think he's being an asshole in the song because like she did it first. So I'm fine with it. He got her back. I'm okay. I would never do that, but.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't listen to that thousands of times when it came out.
Yeah.
I've
listened to Great Malenko thousands of times. Doesn't mean it's Unpunchable.
I was a 13-year-old girl when that came out.
It's a great Timbaland beat.
Yeah, the production on that song is
that like baby
incredible.
Like,
yeah, it's an awesome song. I love it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
the production.
It's no Rosa Parks. Like the
it's got like beatboxing in it, which is probably Timbaland.
Or Timberlake, because he beatboxes, right?
It's one of the two
talented gentlemen. Yeah. He really let me down with this new album.
Oh boy, let's not even get into that.
I like Filthy though.
I like Filthy. I like Man of the Woods. There's
really
like,
loud. I like it really loud.
I have not gotten more than 3 songs into the album before going, I don't want to do this. But every time I listen to Filthy, I'm just like, I hate that I like this.
I know, but
there's
it's like it's
4
like...
good songs that I've heard so far. Supplies, I think, is one that's good. Anyway, it's just
it starts exciting and then it gets into the robot thing. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
But I like it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Demi, you want to go next? Or you want me to go next?
I'll go next.
Yeah.
My Unpunchable this week is Childish Gambino's Me and Your Mama.
Ooh.
Because I feel like I listened to that Awaken My Love album when it first came out, and this was the song that I first like cottoned onto and was like, this really is great. And then like a few weeks ago, it got stuck in my head and I was like, I'm just going to listen to it again. And I've just been listening to it on repeat. And do you ever do that thing where like you get to the end of a song where it gets into the part where it's like, oh, it's fading out, but this is the part you don't love. So then you just like start it over again.
Oh, yeah.
I did that like for an entire like hours long drive. And I was like, this song is great.
Yeah.
It's so good. And just like very emotional and feels like it's him putting his all into a song. Just the way he goes into like the screaming parts at the end, I'm just like, yeah, I feel it.
Yeah.
It's great. I've never heard it.
Oh, you haven't heard
it?
It's
so good.
Never heard it. Maybe on the way home.
It's very good.
I don't know if it's a driving song as much. You should listen to it for sure, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go to Zach's room and listen to it.
I think that makes Gambino a triple hitter on our Unpunchable playlist now.
Really?
Probably. He's done it three times?
I think he has three songs on there now.
Did somebody pick Redbone?
I did. And God, I picked Sweatpants. So yeah.
Redbone's great.
Oh, Sweatpants, really?
I love Sweatpants. Okay. Can't explain it.
Okay. See, that's what you did to me. How's that feel?
It doesn't bother me.
It's unnerving.
I don't take music personally, though.
I personally think that every single rap song done by Childish Gambino is punchable.
I mean, I would definitely agree with, like, off of a camp or whatever, like, all the Asian girls you see in LA. Like, nah, okay, maybe not that one so much, but...
You like the isn't the Jollibee line on Sweatpants?
Jollibee?
He references Jollibee.
Chilling with a Filipino at your local
Jollibee.
Oh, wait, that's not
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
That's not Sweatpants?
No. That's Bonfire.
Oh, yeah,
I don't like Bonfire that much. Sweatpants
How does Sweatpants
don't be
go
mad because I'm Jolly doing bee. Me better than you do when you...
Watching haters wonder why Gambino got the game lock.
Oh.
Half-tie, thicky, all you want to do is Bangkok. Got her hair done, French braids, now she ASAP. Bino so insensitive, she asking why you say that.
I'm chilling.
Real nigga feeling. Rich kid asshole, paint me as a villain. Silver's net cash flow, DJ Khaled. I got penthouse on both coasts, PH balance.
I'm not, anyway, there's too many N-words.
Let's just stop. Oh, come on. Say
that
it
was
once.
That is the best Gambino rap song.
It's great.
It is very good.
You don't. There's truth to what you're saying. You think they're all punchable, huh? You don't like...
I'm not a big fan of the Childish Gambino rap career.
Okay.
As much.
Okay.
So just Donald Glover you like, not Gambino.
I like Donald Glover, the actor, a lot, and the TV writer. Mm-hmm.
Atlanta's
so much.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedian.
Music.
I thought it was half hour. What are we going to really get into a deep?
No, yeah,
Donald
we don't.
I mean, I'm probably cutting the rapping.
I'm glad the guy's thriving. I hope
so
he continues
talented.
To for his entire
life.
Good.
Yeah,
wonderful. Yeah.
So for my punchable jam, I wanted to choose a song that gets stuck in my head equally as much, but that I think is bad in the best way. If that makes sense, it's a song that you listen to and you're like, I know this sucks, and I love it even more for it. And that is Dolce Vita by Ryan Paris.
I don't know it.
I've never heard.
It's an original from, it's like Euro disco, but like in the 80s when it was all being made with like the weird synthy sounds.
Can you
it's
do
a
little
song
bit?
That's like, you're not gonna, you know the synth sound. Do, 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 do.
That does sound familiar.
We live in like it. I made a Vine with it, and it blew up, and everyone lost their minds trying to figure out what the song was. And then a couple months later, it showed up in Master of None, and I was like, I see you.
It's this song.
Stealing it.
Oh!
It's the best song.
You might have given me a new song here.
It's the best.
I don't think I've ever heard this.
That's the best part.
I want to walk down the hallway to this.
Uh-huh.
That's the best part of Unpunchable Jams is giving songs to people they maybe don't know.
I didn't know we were supposed to pick like an underground song.
Yeah,
no, you're not. You're not.
I could have had a deeper cut than Justin Timberlake.
You don't have to.
It's literally just like, here's a song we recommend.
Yeah, exactly.
Party for the Fight to Write by Atmosphere. Listen to that song.
All right.
This is going on a playlist.
It's the best, dude.
Right now.
We apologize to all of our viewers.
Can I give one
listeners.
More? Because everybody knows Rosa Parks.
Yeah.
The song "When I Was Done Dying" by Dan Deacon.
Oh yeah, that's a good
I
one.
Love Dan Deacon.
Unpunchable.
There is no better show to go to than a Dan Deacon show. Like, even if you just end up going alone and you're like nervous, it's a fucking party. It's so fun.
Shouts to Dan Deacon.
Shouts
Dan
to Dan
Deacon.
Friend of the podcast.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
Two great choices. I feel like that's such a good way to send us off. You guys, obviously you have your incredible podcast, All Fantasy Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Also on HeadGum. Thanks, HeadGum. You have anything else you want to promote?
Practice Judaism, everybody. No,
the one true religion.
The one true religion. Listen to All Fantasy Everything. I will be at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas next month performing stand-up comedy, doing a live All Fantasy Everything.
Ooh.
Nice. Come see that.
Hell
and
yeah.
And buy my album 9.2 on Pitchfork. It's full of stand-up comedy.
And you're on Twitter at Ian Carmel?
At Ian Carmel. On Instagram, Ian Carmel. Ian Carmel across platforms.
Perfect. Sean, what about you, my man?
I'm going to... I have an album in the works. I don't know when I'm going to record it, but it'll be in Portland. So if anybody lives in Portland, keep
millions
your ear to
of
the
people
streets.
Live in Portland.
Yeah. If anyone out there still lives in Portland in like July.
You haven't escaped.
Just yeah, pay attention and I'll post about it. It'll be like June or July or something.
Hell yeah. And you're Sean S. Jordan on Twitter?
Yeah.
Even though his real name is Sean Patrick Jordan.
Yeah.
Really?
Where'd the S come from?
I had to pick something. Shit-faced. That's kind of what I was like. Sean Shitface Jordan. Ladies, line up. Line up. Sean Shitface Jordan.
You sound like the guy in the song. I like pina coladas, champagne. I like getting wet. I like sex in the sand at night
soaked.
Only.
I'm soaked.
I wish that it was phrased that directly.
Yeah, why not? Demi, where are you, my man?
I'm at Electro Lemon on the internet. Meow, where are you?
Oh, at Meow. Thanks for asking. And Meow Monster sometimes.
Right. It's Meow fine. Is taken.
We're at Punch of the Jam.
Sure are. Everywhere. Facebook, Punch of the Jam. Twitter, Punch of the Jam. Instagram, Punch of the Jam. Punchofthejam.com.
Hell yeah.
Email us at punchofthejam@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming, everybody.
Thanks for letting me hop on.
I'm excited to share with you the exclusive trailer of my new movie, Trumbo.
Yeah, sorry. That is the wrong. That was the... I'm sorry. I think I hit
the
wrong thing.
You're the fucking best.
This is what I meant to play. Good night, everybody. Bye. Thank you so much for coming.
Okay, that was
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum podcast.